Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Mint Mobile. For a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Say goodbye to jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/freak. That's mintmobile.com/freak. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/freak. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on their first three-month plan only. Speeds are slower above 40 gigabytes on an unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Cars.com. Have you heard about the Your Garage feature on Cars.com? Here's how it works. You add your car to your garage to track its market value and cash in when the time is right to sell. Track both your car's historical and projected value. When it's time to sell, easily secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with Your Garage on Cars.com.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
Time now for a little Freakonomics Radio. It's that moment every couple of weeks we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. It is the hidden side of everything. Dubner, it's good to have you back.
Kai Ryssdal, thank you for having me back.
You're very welcome.
I know we're all excited about the second presidential debate last night. Yes,
yeah, it was a good one, don't you think? Interesting.
It was a lot of, I thought, scintillating talk about taxation in particular.
You need to get out more, but okay.
Turned you. It did get me to thinking, however, about lying. Now, wow. I don't mean the lying of the sort that each campaign is accusing the other of doing every 2 seconds. I mean, Kai, lying to ourselves.
All right. Go ahead, because I don't know. I have no idea where you're going.
All right, let me explain. Okay. A couple weeks ago, I saw a poll on Yahoo Finance. It asked people, it said that France's wealthiest man is talking about leaving the country to avoid high taxes there. Would you ever leave the U.S., it asked, to avoid high taxation?
Okay.
Now, about a third of the respondents to this poll said, no, I would never leave. But everyone else was willing to entertain the idea. In fact, another third said they would leave the U.S. if taxes were to go higher than even 40%, which isn't really that much of a stretch.
From where they are now. All right, so I'm going to show off here. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so this is the Laffer curve, right? Arthur Laffer, the economist, and he said, you know, it in theory shows
Bingo.
The point at which high taxes make people stop trying to work hard and make money.
That is the theory. Uh-huh. The Laffer curve theory is a bit, however, like a unicorn. We don't really know where that cutoff point is. Sometimes they may be. In California, where you
That's
live,
right.
I think more real than in some places. I did ask my economist co-author, Steve Levitt,
yes.
what he would do if, for instance, he had to pay, let's say, 50% in taxes.
All right.
I wouldn't leave the U.S., but I definitely would work less hard. Maybe not at 50%, but at 70 or 80%, I would spend a lot more time playing golf and a lot less time trying to make money, that's for sure.
Oh, please. First of all, the man has what, 4 or 5 children? How are you going to feed 4 or 5 kids making less money?
Okay. You don't believe him.
Here's what I think. I think he's an economist and he sees this theory, and so he's talking to the theory.
I wouldn't say you're wrong there, but let me also say this. We lie to ourselves all the time. We're constantly trying to predict how we're going to behave in the future in the when something happens, a tax hike, a price change, a presidential election, and we're almost always wrong. you take something as simple as driving, okay? AAA, the American Automobile Association, is constantly surveying drivers. They'll say something like, if gas prices stay this as high as they are now, go up, will you drive less? And people always say, oh, absolutely. And then you look at the data, and they do not drive less. Here's Joel Weichsel with AAA.
I think there may be people who lie to themselves or imagine that they're doing something that they're not. But I think there are also people who maybe forget about things that they've done.
forget, he's being very polite and just saying we're lying to ourselves. That's what he's saying. Right?
It's a synonym.
Yeah, that's right.
But I will say this. I don't believe it's necessarily intentional. Okay, one problem with any survey is that the power of suggestion comes into play.
All right, so well, let's get it back to the debate then, Dubner, and talk about this idea of polling and people lying to themselves. Yeah. I mean, do political polls change behavior, do you think?
Quite possibly. And also, we're probably just getting a lot of answers that don't reflect reality. OK, you think about it. What every poll relies on is one stranger telling the truth to another stranger about the future. OK, so there are many ways in which that answer can go wrong. Yeah. Nate Silver runs the blog 538.com.
Yep. Yep. We had him on a couple of weeks ago.
He takes all these different political polls and analyzes them and weights them depending on how good a poll they are. He says, Nate Silver says, it can be hard even to figure out whether a given person will vote at all.
You can ask Americans and say, are you going to vote? But people lie about that, just like they lie about always washing their hands or using condoms or never running a red light or anything else.
I don't even know what to make of this.
You depressed
yet,
Kai?
Is hope lost for being able to do this kind of stuff?
I wouldn't say hope is quite lost, but I will say this. The cardinal rule should be don't listen to what people say, right? Yeah. Watch what they do. So the next time you hear, you know, a friend of yours say, oh man, if that guy gets elected president, I am out of here. I'm moving to Canada. You go and check back in a year or so. I promise you, the odds are pretty good he hasn't budged an inch, Kai.
Stephen Dubner, he'll be back in a couple of weeks. Freakonomics.com is the website. We'll see you, man, if you're still in the country.
Thanks, Kai.
See ya.
In our next Freakonomics Radio podcast, it's election time. You want to know what economists are thinking?
I almost never actually listen to politicians. I sometimes read transcripts. And when I read those transcripts, for no matter what the party the person is, I just think, like, I wouldn't give you a C in my economics class. This is just not acceptable for a person to be saying. It's just so wrong.
That's coming up on the next Freakonomics Radio podcast.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.